We're going to see in the next Perek, B'yaz Hashem Yisbarach, that an Oved Kechavim can be mevatel in Oved Kechavim just by breaking it or damaging it. Once he does that, it's no longer an Avodah Zarah, and a Yid could have enough from it. A Yid can't do this to an Avodah Zarah. It won't help. So in our Mishnah, we're going to see exactly how this is done. Ketzad mevatla, how does an Oved Kechavim nullify? How could he be mevatel his Avodah Zarah? In our case, we're talking about an Asherah tree. Frek, the Mishnah, Ketzad mevatla, how could he be mevatel it? Kirsim. Kirsim means he cuts off the dry twigs, the zered, or it's like wet or moist twigs. Now the Batanura explains that he's doing it for his own use. In other words, he decides, tonight's a good night for a barbecue. I need some twigs to start a fire. Forget my Avodah Zarah. I'm just going to take off the branches. That's called being mevatel Avodah Zarah. But, like the Meiri says, beferish, if he's doing it to make it nicer, it's like trimming it or pruning it, that's not a bittel. Vaidra Zakta Mishnah, not al mimena makel, removes a stick, oi sharvit, or a thin branch from it, a filo, even a leaf, herezu betel. Because basically, he's doing it in such a way that he says, who cares about this Avodah Zarah? I don't believe in it anymore. Again, it's talking about he's taking the leaf for his own purpose. He wants to use it for something. That's called a bittel to the Avodah Zarah, and as a result, it's mutar bana. Says the Mishnah Vaidra, shifoya, if he cut very thin slabs of wood out of the goof of the tree. So litzarcha, if he did it for the purpose of the Asherah to make it nicer, asura, it remains aser. Shaloi litzarcha, but if he did it not for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah mutaris, then it's mutar. That's called a bittel. So again, how can the Oved Kechavim be mevatel his Avodah Zarah? Basically, any part that he breaks off or slices off for his own purpose, not only is that part not Avodah Zarah, the whole Avodah Zarah is no longer Avodah Zarah, because obviously he lost his respect for it. Now, this Oved Kechavim says that Batanura has to be a Gadol and a Ben Das that understands what he is doing. And even if it's done against his will, well, if he does it, the bittul goes into effect. Let's say in this case, this tree would now become Mutter Behanah.